This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden says the United States is taking a giant step toward helping struggling nations beat COVID-19, and he's urging global leaders to join him. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
In England for the G7 summit, the president announced the U.S. will donate a half a billion Pfizer vaccine doses.
Our values call on us to do everything that we can to vaccinate the world against COVID-19.
Saying it's in the interests of the world and the U.S. to end the pandemic. He says other G7 nations will outline their own donations tomorrow. It's a stark change from a year ago when the pandemic was so bad in the U.S. the Trump administration had to cancel the summit, which it was set to host.
We know the tragedy. We also know the path to recovery.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says there will be further study on reports of heart inflammation in young men and teens who have gotten the COVID vaccination. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Officials say the reports are rare, and it's not yet clear if the heart inflammation they're seeing in males ages 16 to 24 is being caused by the shots. Most of the patients have fully recovered. The Centers for Disease Control tallies about 275 such reports out of 12 million fully vaccinated, and the agency is still urging people to get the shots. This kind of heart inflammation can be caused by a variety of factors, including a case of COVID-19, and this has occurred with other types of vaccine products. A vaccine advisory committee will meet next week to further evaluate the findings. I'm Jackie Quinn.
There's more news on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.